Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. In the house, Chris Johnson, aspiring angler.
Yeah.
One day, huh? One day.
One day.
You just came from fishing a tournament yesterday.
Yesterday,
Lake of the Ozarks.
I did. I got up at 2 o'clock yesterday. Actually, 1:30 yesterday. I got on the road at 2. Drove up to Grabois Mills on Lake of the Ozarks and fished a what they call an angry pirate tournament up there. They do it on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And fished all day and then loaded up and drove home last night. So I might sound a little groggy this morning, but that's okay. We caught a lot of fish. So,
And if you don't know about Chris, Chris is old school. Old school, really old school.
Yeah.
And yeah. So he uses equipment that you just can't go and buy nowadays. Yep. Nowadays, you'd have to go to a pawn shop or you got to have some feelers out there and find out where it is.
You got to know where the sneak holes are to go find where they show up at, or flea markets, or every now and then I'm forced to go to eBay and pay too much for something that I think I have to have, you know, or I lost my last one.
So the great thing is we're going to talk about pistol grip handles and also some of these older round reels that you have here. And tell us all about it. When did you start? You just kind of started this little groove though, didn't you?
I did. Which I fish old school anyway with my old boat and all that. And I've got a lot of this, you know, I still fish with this old green Corrado like this, which in today's world are old.
Right.
On my stuff that I fish with every day. But kind of in working with my YouTube and all that, I got to really thinking about how I used to fish and how I grew up fishing and the rods that we used. And I kind of went on a mission of, I had two or three of them left hanging up in my shop. But I was like, I'm going to start trying to find some more of them. And so I got to watching in pawn shops and flea markets and decided to put together a set of these old pistol grip rods. And I'm still collecting every day. And I had a collection of old ambassadors, even have some that I used as a kid in a case. And here back a while back, I was like, you know, it'd be super cool to put some of that back together and start fishing with it. Like really give it some effort and have some fun with it. So, I put together, there's what, five or six outfits here, with old, you know, like this one, an old Fenwick pistol grip with a 5,000 ambassador. And so I'll go to the lake and take nothing but those with me and just fish all day and just have a big time. It's been so much fun kind of reliving some of that and realizing how I need to incorporate some of this back into my own fishing right now. I'm going to start using some of it more going forward into this new year because I've been kind of intrigued with some of it, and I'm always looking for that thing we've left behind that I can use to still be a good angler.
Right, and so let's just start with you started with this, but some of these are, they have some mementos kind of to them too, right?
100%. About everything I pick up has some type of sentimental type value or something.
Right.
Even like this first one I picked up. This is a Fenwick HMG graphite rod. And in the time, my dad had one of these in a 6-footer.
Right.
Pistol grip looked identical to this. And he didn't use it that much. And as I got older, I inherited it. But I finally broke it.
Right.
It all went away. And I saw this one in a flea market.
Right.
And I was immediately, when I saw this old Fenwick handle, I was like, I have to have that. And I put a 5,000, old red 5,000, 3:8:1 gear ratio. This is just how my dad would have had this set up back in the day when I first started learning how to throw spinnerbait. I mean, when I was 11, 12 years old, this was something just like this was what I would have been using. So there's been some mission of trying to put together something that really fits what it was for me.
Right.
So that's what that one is. There's another one here. This is a an old Lewes speed stick. These are all fiberglass old rods. So
yeah.
It's got a 4500C on it. But one of the first rods, again, kind of like this one that I spent in a, my dad had one of these that was a 5.2. This one's a 5.6. But it was identical to this rod, and there's no earthly telling me how many hours I spent casting that rod with me and him fishing. So when I found this rod, it was like, yeah, I got to have that, you know. And, yeah, I bought this in a pawn shop for $5.
Wow.
And this is the first one that really made me, because when I bought this rod, I was like, I just bought it because it was cool. Next thing you know, I put one of my Corrados on it. I was fishing with it last fall and catching so many bass on it that I was loving it. And so it goes with me about every trip anymore. Same way with this other lightning rod right here I'll talk about. But again, that's another one. Just has it really brought together my past. You know, so many of these.
Look at that.
This is an old Skyline. And this is one that I spent, a lot of my dad's friends had these. We never had one. But as a kid, I always wanted one. I was like, oh, I want one of these so bad. They were sleek with the handle.
Right.
Never had one. But now as a 14-year-old, 55-year-old, I found one and I bought it. And it's a wonderful rod. So it's kind of one of those, I never had one, but now I do, you know. So kind of living out an old, wanting something. You know, every one of these has got something. This one here is an old... this is a Shakespeare, it's an old boron rod made by Shakespeare. Well, Shakespeare had a factory right here in Fayetteville years ago.
So. That's right, down south by the airport.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. So the first tournament that I ever won a prize in, me and my dad, I was 11 years old, 1981, and Standard Register Company would have these company tournaments.
That's right. Another company that was south.
Yep, EPC did one as well.
Yeah.
So that was the first time I got to kind of, dad was like, you can start fishing some tournaments with me. And I never caught a fish that day, not one. Dad caught them all. But we won two. Shakespeare would donate to the tournament. Right. So first prize was a Shakespeare President Reel with a Shakespeare boron rod. And
wow.
So I got one of them as the prize that we got two of. And over the years, I'd let it all slip away. And so I kind of, after messing with these, I was like, I need to find one of those. And I found this old boron rod at a yard sale. Actually, I was scoping on Marketplace one day, kind of like a day like, it was kind of a dreary day, real windy.
Right.
I'm scrolling Marketplace, and there was all these pistol grip rods on this table at this yard sale, and I saw this one sitting there. And, I mean, I ran in the living, I was out in my shop. I ran in, I told Lucy, I got to go.
Right.
So I ran to that house, and this rod was still there. I bought it. I think I paid $10 for it or something. And then I was talking about this rod on my YouTube channel, and I was trying to find a President reel like this.
Yeah.
But I found two or three. The cheapest one's $225.
Wow.
So I've yet to kind of want to pull that trigger yet.
Find one of them.
But a really great friend of mine that follows my channel, he saw this reel, which was a Sigma. It's very similar to the one I got, just a little different color. He found a brand new one in a box in a flea market.
Wow.
And he reached out to me, and it was like $40, but brand new. Never had line on it.
Jeez.
I was the first person to ever put line on it. And I rigged this thing up, and I've already caught like a 3.5-pounder on it the other day, throwing this old school vinyl skirted spinnerbait.
Right.
So it's kind of a... living in the future, but putting together the past kind of thing. So super cool stuff, you know. But and then there's one other one here that this one's, later on, as rods were progressing, Berkeley came out with the lightning rod.
A whole series.
Oh, they did. And we all had them.
You know, yes, it was, absolutely.
So I found this one, again, in a little flea market. I couldn't pass it up.
Right.
Now, that particular rod, it's a 5.5-footer.
Right.
I put one of my old Corrados on there. I fish with that rod in tournaments now.
That's actually pretty light.
Oh, it's
compared to these. They can't. The problem is they can't feel how heavy these things are. But they are
heavy.
They're heavy.
That reel alone weighs as much as most rod and reel combos with the jig hanging on it. So, but, man, I've had a lot of fun with this rod.
Lightning rod, if you're an older angler and you got Bassmaster magazine or Bassin magazine, you've probably seen the ad that had, like, the lightning thing hitting the rod. Well, not – of course, now we think that's a bad thing. Try not to get hit by lightning.
Pass on that.
So, that's right.
This one here is just another one.
Wow.
It's a Browning.
Browning was big into rods for a while.
They were very. And so it's another pistol grip, 5.5 footer. This rod was, again, it's kind of some of that stuff. A viewer, a great friend, actually gave me this rod. It's like, hey, wow. I see you collect that stuff. It's in wonderful shape. And it's got an old 5000C on it. We had these when I was a kid growing up, so I put that one on there. These were 4.7:1 gear ratio.
Right.
I mean, that's the fastest reel here. It was a 4.7:1. You're just reeling your life away.
You must have really strong arms, yeah. Like the big old biceps from holding those things.
Yeah. But it's really been interesting the going out and fishing with these and the mechanics that's involved in those days of fishing. You really had to think about your casting. You know, these didn't have thumb bars. You don't just grab the rod.
No thumb bar.
You know, like this one got a thumb bar. You can just kind of roll cast that without ever thinking about it. With these, they got the old push button here. You know, you've got to reel it in, get your thumb on there, push the button, cast. And as well as the rod, the way they were manufactured, maybe just the newer products they're so fast. They you can just kind of flick your wrist, the rod, everything just kind of sends, it'll put it right where you want. These, you got to think, I'm going to cast right there and I need to throw it hard. It's really been interesting kind of relearning some of that.
Right.
On your first time, I kind of just went like that and it goes, you got to really, but it's been super neat.
Let's talk about, you talked a little bit about finding old stuff. And so old stuff that is like, I don't know, it's like not a hobby, but something that, it's like Indiana Jones trying to find the Temple of Doom. You are out there trying to find older stuff.
Yeah. And it's very similar to that. You know, for me, you know, it's like seeing this Fenwick rod that day. I mean, you're watching every corner.
Right.
You know, this one was actually sitting behind the counter. You hadn't put it out yet, but when you're walking around a place like that, you're always kind of
looking.
What am I looking for? You're looking for that diamond or that, you know, and so you're always hoping. To me, it's kind of turned into kind of like fishing. You're always thinking that next spot's going to be the one that has, and you go, oh, there it is. I'm buying that.
Right.
You know, and sometimes you get to it and go, and it's kind of like some of the millionaires you see. You know, I saw one on Marketplace and went, oh, yeah. And then it's $325. And you're like,
wow.
Yeah, no, I can't do that yet. But, It's super fun as hobby wise, but it's also when you're looking for a specific rod and you're just hoping to find it. And then as well, viewers of my channel that have said, hey, I saw one of these over at so-and-so. You want me to pick it up and send it to you? And had a lot of that happen. So, and it's so exciting to find something just like this boron rod that you go, I'm glad to put that back together. And you just get excited. It's like hooking a big old fish.
Right.
So
I do have to say, if you know someone or in the past, if you know anything with the Shakespeare, when they were in South Arkansas, do you know anything about that? Please put a note, like on the YouTube channel, put a note down there and let us know. Give us, if your dad worked there, your mom or aunt, uncle, or somebody worked there, let us know. We'd love to find out more about that. I was trying to remember the man that I used to know. He was up somewhere pretty high because I remember getting some fishing tackle from them way back then.
Oh, wow.
And so that's pretty cool.
It's super cool. They were there established for a long time. It's really odd. This reel feels so good to me fishing it and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, my dad, he was an old ambassador guy. So that's kind of what we fished with. But the equipment is really good. And so
have you had to fix up some of these reels, like take them apart?
I haven't.
And are they hard to take apart? I mean, is there a lot of parts in there? Because talk about the brake system a little bit. These are, you know, the brake system's developed.
Oh, big time.
From,
so none of these reels have any type of magnetic braking like we see okay. in our newer reels, nor does it, even this reel's old enough, this old Corrado, they have what's called centrifugal braking.
Uh-huh.
And so these old reels, really all your braking was controlled off this side knob right here on the side.
Right.
So you could adjust that tension. And then inside the side plate here, I haven't had any of these parts lately, but when you undo this right here,
yeah,
you can get to, there's a little place in there, and there's two little arms, and they have two little fiber-like things that slide on these shafts. So what right. happens is on a centrifugal brake, it's a mechanical kind of thing instead of like what we have now. Right. That those, as the reel speeds up, those push against a little plate circle, and that's what slows the reel down, which right. back then it would have been high tech, you know,
yeah.
the braking. But that's all there is. There's two brakes in this entire reel for the whole thing. And these were top end, as good as you could buy.
Wow.
Reels for the time. And, you know, my Shimano later on, this one has six brakes in it, centrifugal right. brakes. These had two on one side of the spool. And then you use this knob over here, but mainly you use this
your right thumb. Here.
And I will tell you, that was really probably your, we learned to, actually my dad would take the centrifugal brakes out and crank wow. this knob back as loose as it would go.
Wow.
Because if you wanted to become a great caster, and it's still today, great casters, you don't want any brakes at all. You want to be uh-huh. in total control of that spool with your thumb and your cast. So I was lucky to get to learn to cast like that. He'd take the brakes out. But now, if you gave it a big, you were, and did that many a time. But,
right.
You really learned to cast and feel that spool. That's how you had to cast these. It was all, again, it goes back to the mechanics of casting. You had to do everything. Those brakes were not going to do it for you. That new DC system that you can just cast it like right. a spin caster and stand there and go, and you couldn't do that. Yeah, if you read back that and held your thumb back, you'd be cutting line.
Yeah, I guess, and thus as fishing is going along, it started with larger and heavier plugs and has now like got smaller
yes.
and smaller, and yes. all of a sudden they look like bugs with little fur things sticking out of them.
Yeah.
Little fuzzy things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're probably not going to be casting a scope minnow on this one.
Yeah, that is not a spy bait. That's no. that's a real one right there. Yeah. So,
yeah. So, but heck yeah. It's it's just cool stepping back. It's also cool. I think it's great to understand where we've been and
right.
where we've came to.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Great stuff right here. And you have all mono in there, right? Just mono.
Every one okay. of these has a clear blue fluorescent monofilament line on them.
I so. Probably got some braid from back in the day when it first got popular, when yep. the gentleman won that tournament down in Texas. And then yep. all of a sudden everyone got on that wagon. But I see you're all mono here. Hopefully
yeah.
it's blue. Like,
yeah.
fluorescent blue and
yeah,
that would
yeah fluorescent clear blue monofilament
yeah.
and I'm still a monofilament guy even to my tournament fishing in today's yeah. world. I use a little bit of fluoro, but for the most part all my rods have clear or clear blue fluorescent monofilament okay. line, either McCoy or Berkeley Trilene, just plain Jane fishing line I've been using my entire life.
All right, and,
no complaints.
That takes us up to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures, of course, has a full line of hard and soft baits. So if you're out there fishing for stripers or walleye or crappie or shoot, anything you want to catch, you can catch with the Berkeley products. So make sure you check them out online at pico.com. And then also B&M Pulse. B&M has been around a long time.
Yeah.
And they don't have a bunch of pistol grips. They do have one pistol grip, but that's for like for brim fishing and
yep.
stuff. But
yes.
but they do have two new ones. They have the 18 foot BGJP and a 20 foot in that, and so they extended it. So you everyone who's out there crappie fishing, spider rigging or something, wants to long pole with one of those, you should check them out. They're brand new. So you can see all their products at bnmpole.com.
Nice.
Chris, if they want to find out more about you and maybe see you out there fishing on your YouTube channel with these, where would they go?
I just need to go to Aspiring Tournament Angler Chris Johnson. That's my YouTube channel. And I post on there all the time. And also got a small lure company called Arkansas Custom Tackle that you can jump over there to that as well. If you're interested in any kind of old school spinner bait or something you haven't seen in a while, that's our direction there. So you can go to Arkansas Custom Tackle on our Facebook as well and message me there or message me on my Facebook or YouTube. I get a lot of messages there, but go check it out. If you like old school fishing, man, that's what I do.
All right, there you go. There you have it. Like I always like to say, keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.